let's talk about staying faithful. Let your spring be blessed. Rejoice in the wife of your youth, a loving doe, a graceful deer. Let her breast satisfy you at all times. Be captivated always by her love. Proverbs 5:18-19. Isn't this meant to be a talk about leadership? It is, and so is the scripture. God has a lot to say about the dangers of adultery in the book of Proverbs. As leaders, we are not only not immune, but often more vulnerable to the temptation. God doesn't mince his words. He made us, and he knows us well. Long hours, business trips, family stress, working with teams and other leadership challenges could all make us susceptible to falling in this most ancient of ways. Maintaining a strong, close relationship with our wife or husband is absolutely paramount to successful leadership. Our personal relationship with our life partner has to take priority for us to be effective, both in the short and long term. Not only do we need to commit time to this priority, but also protect the relationship with great, big, firm boundaries and protection mechanisms. Being aware of the risk and the need to maintain purity in this area is vital. I've seen too many great people fall at this hurdle. Protect yourself, your partner, and your leadership. Quick prayer. Let me always be captivated by my partner. Amen.